Easter people, greetings to you. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Let us unite in prayer. God of peace, God of glory, on your people pour your transforming power this day. Comfort us in our doubting and strengthen us in our believing. Lord, help us lay all of our lives at your feet, from our doubt to our certainty, from our weakness to our strength, from our humility to our pride, from our patience to our anxiety. Lord, we give you all. Hear our prayer this day, resurrected Jesus, for you to transform all of our lives and to make it new in your name. Amen. Listen with me to the hymn, Wonderful, Merciful Savior. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth do justice to the truth of our reality. The tomb is empty and Jesus is alive. Amen. Our theme I'd like for you to consider with me this morning is nothing is ever the same. Thank God. I've been humoured over the last couple of days by the humorous videos circulating. These primarily focused on the politicians, the manner of speaking, or the content of that particular clip. But I wonder how many of you noticed the president's words began always, "My fellow South Africans." Having listened to all that he announced, was followed by what many journalists would describe as breaking news. But I think people zoomed out every time they heard the president speak these words because they thought that they knew what would follow. Something about the lockdown, its extension, or matters relating to it. Please don't zoom out and consider with me the word for today. Like a reporter announcing breaking news, Matthew reports, in chapter 28, verses 2 to 4 respectively, that on the first Easter morning an earthquake rocked the earth. It ripped open the tomb, scared the living daylights out of the Roman guards, who were, as the scripture records, shook with fear, and they couldn't even move. I've never experienced an earthquake, but I have experienced tremors because of our closeness in proximity to the mine. One of the tremors of last year caused structural damage to our house, which left us unsettled as we experienced it firsthand. I believe that earthquakes, just like tremors, shake our basic assumption. Our assumption that the earth will remain steady beneath our feet. You and I experience shifts. An uneasy shifting of what we expect to remain steady in our lives. For example, unexpected shifts in our relationships, unanticipated events that rock the norms by which we live. Sometimes the events are global, such as the coronavirus, COVID-19. We cannot ignore that there has been a shift in all our lives. Sometimes the uneasy shifting is quite personal. A broken marriage vow, COVID-19 diagnosis, an ended career, the death of a loved one. When the earth shakes, we cry out, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" That's where Matthew leaves the women on Friday night. They feel the earth shake as they watched Jesus die. It's the end of Jesus' story. But then the unexpected happens as the new day dawns. A great earthquake occurs and an angel descends. The earth itself leaps for joy with the good news that God has not forsaken Jesus. God shatters the all too predictable power of death with the unexpected power of new life. The same God who breathed life into dusty chaos on the first morning of creation breathes new life into the lifeless Jesus and brings forth a whole new creation. The resurrection, friends, invites us into a new creation, a reality where nothing is ever the same. To this we say, thank God. A reality that is not ruled by what Paul calls, and I quote, the principalities and powers of this world, but by a creation that serves as the living expression of God's reign revealed in Jesus Christ. People of God, the tomb does not signal the end of Jesus' story, but the beginning of his reign, of his love, grace, justice, and peace. The resurrection reverses the deadly God-forsaken assumptions upon which far too much of our world and far too many of our lives operate. The resurrection invites us into a God-soaked world, energized by the life-giving presence of the risen Christ. Thank God that Jesus meets us. Along the confused,
fearful parts of our lives and speak the same words the women hear at the tomb. Do not be afraid. Even in the context of the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, we hear the words of Christ afresh. Do not be afraid, for the resurrection shatters the power of fear. I conclude as I share a story which I've read about a grandfather whose grandson would come to their room early in the morning, climb into his grandfather's lap and say, "New day, Papa, new day." Because of the resurrection, people of God, today, Abba Father has given you a new day. A new day to revel in his love. It is as if the angel at the tomb says to all of us today, and I pray every other new day, Easter people, fear not, for this is a new day with me. Hallelujah. Amen. I invite you to listen now to our prayer of intercession by Ralston Smith, followed by the Lord's Prayer, shared and said with his family.
Gracious God, our Father, thank you that you make all things new. Thank you for the victory and power that is in your name. Thank you that you hold the keys over death. Thank you that by your might, Jesus was raised from the grave, paving the way for us to have new life with you. We confess that our nation, South Africa, and every part of the world, now under extreme threat of COVID-19, need you, Lord. We ask that you renew our hearts, minds, and lives in these incredulous days ahead. We praise you that you might neither slumber nor sleep, and you are watching over our land and our people, especially in these perilous times. We cry out for your mercy and protection against this virus. We declare that you alone are our Savior, our place of safety. We pray that you protect our people from this deadly disease and rescue our land from this dangerous trap. Grant our President and all our leaders wisdom and understanding as they establish and implement guidelines, measures and strategies in fighting COVID-19. Enable our doctors, nurses, hospital staff and volunteers with your strength and power during this difficult time as they are near the people that are suffering. Father, thank you that in a world of despair, you are our hope. In a world of darkness, you are our light. In a world of sorrow, you are our joy. Enable us to share the hope of our hearts with one another. Enable us to give hope to others through your work amongst us. Death is real and ever-present, but death is not the end. Like the earthquake on the morning of the resurrection, give us renewed hope. The darkness of the tomb of fear, sin, torture, death, pain and despair was filled with light after the earthquake. The tomb is empty and Jesus is alive. We too will find renewed hope and light. We will not be afraid because Jesus is alive. This too shall pass. Father, we pray like you taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
People of God, our benediction as we conclude. May the Sovereign Christ Jesus bless you and keep you. May Christ's face shine upon you and the Divine Spirit be gracious unto you. May Christ's love rest upon you and you be given divine peace. Amen.